In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. In 1948, while at Harvard College, composer John Cage entered a soundproof space designed to absorb sounds rather than echo them. It was in this chamber that Mr. Cage expected to experience uninterrupted silence. However, this was not so. John Cage left his experiment with the memory of two discernible sounds, one high and one low. He later learned from a sound engineer that the high sound was his nervous system, the low sound, his blood. Reflecting on this experience, John Cage wrote 4:33, 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. Today we are introduced to the Gospel of John, containing neither birth narrative nor genealogical line. Instead, we are given the affirmation of spirituality that existed at the beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The clash of two spiritual forces, of sounds unheard, and of voices clamoring within a geography of unrest. Two Johns, one a composer seeking impenetrable silence, a womb uninterrupted by space. The other John, sounding a clear warning of what lies ahead for those seeking impenetrable repentance, a messenger with a declaration of action. However, in today's reading, we are introduced to John the Baptist first as a witness, for it is written, "There was a man sent from God, and his name was John." He came as a witness to the light, so that all might believe through him. We view John the Baptist as a messenger, testifying to an eternal light promised to those who love God, empowering the masses of those unchurched, hungry for spiritual food, hunger for devotion through a distinct separation of ritual versus compassionate action, the divinity of inclusion, and the spiritual space to live a life characterized by grace and truth is illustrated to us in the following verse. But to all who believed him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. The Gospel of John continues with this testimony. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. Spiritual forces are at work in dual matter between contemplation and action, in unrest and prophecy, in darkness and in light. In the Gospel of John, we are invited to an interpretive experience similar to the beginning of Genesis, a proto-creation story centralizing the divinity of Jesus. In this era of developed technology, of automation, ease, and innovation, it is our tendency to seek, to find solvency, and to correct what is broken within ourselves, to practice Christian devotion in solitude, in a retreat setting, is no longer alone necessary when our cell phones remind us of prayer, when the next Advent or Lenten devotional is handed to us, some in delightfully convenient sizes, only allowing room for the next one. In each pew before us is the Book of Common Prayer, a devotional tool empowering its readers with the knowledge of the church and its beliefs. What would John the Baptist look like today? How would he be received? Who are the John the Baptists of our time, and what responsibility do they have in our culture? As witnesses, what type of devotion might remind us of the living Word that resides in our hearts and is brought to life in flesh? And what honor is due the Creator who has given us life to become not merely souls, but children of God? Following his experiment, John Cage wrote, "There is no silence that is not impregnated by sound." In these times of turbulence and unrest, there is word leaping against open spaces and into narratives as real as baptismal pools, voices calling us from the wild, divinity in unrest and as real as shaken dirt. In Martin Scorsese's film adaptation of the novel The Last Temptation of Christ, we are introduced to John the Baptist in scenes that are completely absent of sound, only depicting his followers dispersed among the murky waters of the River Jordan, receiving renewal and repentance, receiving not only promise, but hopefully also deliverance. Whether it be tradition, reflection, or sanctification, spiritual contemplation is to seek to thrive on an interior life emboldened by the personal theology of experience. Let us allow the exalted language of Scripture to manifest itself in acts that champion ministry, in actions deliberate and that dwell, resting among us and within us. Allow the interpretation of action in good faith and triumph in the spirit of love. Seek the inner silence within you. Accept the sounds that emanate, unexpected. Declare boldly, witness, seek inner silence and stillness, and receive the grace and truth bestowed upon you. Amen.